Then in chapter 24, I'm going to early go through this 10 verses, and we have a lesson given to us concerning good and rotten figs. The Lord showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs. Now, figs in Scripture speak of Jerusalem, speak of Judah, and they were set before the temple of the Lord, where everyone could, every good Jew could see them. After, notice when he did this, after that Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had carried away captivity, Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, a king of Judah, and the prince of Judah, with the carpenters and the smiths in Jerusalem, and had brought them into Babylon. Now there was two sieges of Jerusalem. The first one, they came in, and they put them under bondage and taxation. And so they rebelled against this. Then later on, Babylon came and took them into captivity, and all the young men. And this, the latter part of this verse is when includes Daniel, when he was taken into Babylon. So here's the basket, verse 2. One basket had very good figs. Oh, delicious. Wonderful eating figs, ripe, just real good, even like figs that are first ripe. And the other basket had naughty figs. A better rendering of that is rotten figs, spoiled figs. That's an old English word, I think. Which cannot be eaten. They were so bad. I guess, you know, you need a little bit of spoiled thing, but this is beyond anything that could be used. Absolutely worthless. Then the Lord said unto me, what sayest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, what seest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, figs. The good figs, very good. The evil, very evil. They cannot be eaten. They are so evil. Now, the good speaks of the time when Jeconiah, see, and God reckoned him good for David's sake. Jeconiah was not good in himself, but God put up with those kings for David's sake. But when they were there, then Zedekiah was considered bad, and he was not God's man. He had no right to reign, and so he was considered the bad side of this, the rebellious side that rebelled against God. And again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, I will acknowledge them that are carried away in captivity of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. These were obedient. We talked about before. If they would have just been obedient and went out and become captive to the Chaldeans, like God said they'd be, they would have been all right. And these were called good. And they represent the remnant of the last days that will be in tribulation, but will be content in tribulation because they'll know it's the will of God and the purpose of God for them. And so God then will, after the Chaldeans' time was over, which we'll get in the 25th chapter, then God will bring them out of this tribulation time. And there are a picture there of the remnant that God will bring out. We talked about that before. Verse 6, for I have set mine eye upon them for good, and will bring them again into this land, and I will build them, and pull down, and not pull them down, and will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them a heart to know me. You see, this hasn't been fulfilled. They won't have a heart to know him until Christ reigns, and then he's going to write his law upon the fleshly tables of their heart at that time. So this carries us on down to the very last, when they have a heart to know the Lord. I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, where they shall return unto me with their whole heart. And this will be for the remnant of Israel will do that. And they represent all the Israelites that will come into blessing when Christ begins to reign. Then the rest of this chapter is the rotten figs. And as the evil figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so evil, surely, saith the Lord, I will give Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remaineth in the land, to them that dwelleth in the land of Egypt. Now see, those that went out of God's will, God told them not to go to Egypt, not to do these things. And so Zedekiah represents those that were disobedient and went contrary to the will of God. And this is the majority, you see. Only a few were obedient. This is the majority. And so most of Israel will go the evil way. And I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt. You see, the other was for their good, verse 5. Here is for their hurt. To be a reproach and a proverb and taunt and a curse in all places whither I have driven them. Until World War II, the Jews were a proverb. They were a name that no one liked. They were a joke among people. They used to have, and then Hitler brought them into terrible, terrible bondage. And so we can see a partial fulfillment of some of this. It's going to be even greater later during the tribulation. And I will send the sword, famine, and pestilence, we've talked about these three before, among them, till they be consumed from off the land, and that I give them and to their children, and to their fathers. And so God is going to judge the evil, and he's going to bless the obedient, even to the coming of Christ.